views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Truth is funny with Colette Stephan. We'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific, live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. It is my pleasure to share life-transforming information to provide you with an opportunity to call in and delete energetic weaknesses to shift challenges into possibilities. We do love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. On today's show, I have Leroy Maloof with me. And Leroy, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, I love to hear your voice. I've introduced you on this show so many times, and we just had you on a couple weeks ago. And everybody is just talking about like how much they shift when they're on the show with you.
So
Leroy is the founder of Energetic Wellbeing Process, in case you're listening new. And he is also an author of two amazing books. One's an ebook, right, Leroy? And the other one is available on Amazon.
They're both available now. They're both in soft cover as well as ebook.
Oh, good. I wasn't aware. Okay, there we go. And hey, what are we talking about today, Leroy?
We're talking about the connection between being in good cardiovascular condition and how that actually strengthens the cellular matrix, our body. All our cells are in a matrix. And it's amazing that the cardiovascular condition strengthens that whole matrix. And then in addition, and this is one that people don't realize, is that it actually helps us deal with our own energy. That is, for example, if we're feeling a little down, when we're in good shape, we get back up much faster.
Well, that makes sense, because the physical part of our like, you know, when we talk about the body, soul, spirit, you know, and the physical part, the body is the one that gets beaten up the most. Our body gives us, information, and we call those symptoms, but our body is actually working very, showing us what is happening in our emotional life, in our psychological life is, you know, and you've been talking so much about the health of the gut. And now now you're talking about this cardiovascular thing. And this is something I haven't heard you talk about before, the how important it is. And so what happened that you feel that, like that you feel that this is important to share right now?
Well, most of the emphasis on cardiovascular wellness has been around just helping your body feel good. It's that connection that people don't realize, that actually the body feeling good actually helps me deal with my own energy. Like I said, if I'm feeling down, when I'm in good shape, I'm up faster. I want to emphasize that, because by the way, it will also help the gut health as well. And there's other things we've talked about before that strengthen the gut health. So all this fits together.
Good. And that's what I was reading. I think about 2 days ago, I came across an article talking about the fact that they understand now that the lungs actually do it's not just about taking in the air and the oxygen, but it's also about creating platelets for blood. And this is something I just read about. I hadn't heard before. Have you heard about that?
I have, but I don't remember. It's been a long time. I'd completely forgotten it until you mention it again.
Well, when we talk about the health of the heart, and then we talk about the blood, the health of the blood. A lot of times people think that, like, if someone say their heart stops beating, that it must have been the heart. But, there's also a connection from the blood to the heart.
Yeah.
And now they've discovered that there's actually a connection with the lungs, that they actually do also make blood. They're not just processing it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And so, and all these connections that we're finding in our body now, in the physical body, like, wow, when you start looking at it from all these different directions, how it's not just, they're not separate parts. And a lot of the medical training is kind of breaks it down into like specialists, where you have a heart specialist and then you have a lung specialist and it's kind of like we need a body specialist.
Yeah. Well, and to support that, you see, again, to remind everybody that our symptoms actually have intelligence. When we get a physical symptom, it's trying to tell us what to work on. And the example I've used before was the lady who came, who had neck pain for 25 years from a car accident. And I said, oh, neck pain. There's about 7 things in your life that are a big pain in the neck. And as soon as we worked on those, her neck pain went away.
Yes.
So the wonderful thing is our body's trying to help us.
This is so, so cool. Like I had my very first call to dance seminar, and a lot, I guess it's like almost 2 weekends now, but like, wow. And there was a woman there that also had been in a car accident, and she was having a lot of problems with her neck. And then the pain running down to her middle finger on her left side, which was her spiritual finger, the finger in the middle, it's been reduced to a traffic signal now, but that used to mean I stand alone, right?
Right.
And it's interesting because this woman is going through like a divorce.
Oh.
And so she's letting go, right? And she's having to stand on her own as, you know what I mean? Like that. And the pain there. And as soon as we address that, boom, she doesn't have the pain anymore.
Yay.
And yeah. you got to love that.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like, if what happens, we have pain in our body, we have discomfort in our body. And of course we get scared and triggered because this is our vehicle, you know? But if we take the time to listen to our body and just listen and not judge what our body tells us, just listen, then our body can give us so much information and then we can quit beating up on it.
Yeah.
And move forward in a stronger way. And, you and I have been talking about this for years.
Yeah.
And then you always, that's what I love about you, Leroy. You always find another way to share the information so that people can understand how it's all connected, because there's so much, like you said, we are made up of molecules and atoms, and we're all together, we feel what other people feel. And so we want to strengthen that for everybody to be able to feel that and then to be able to separate ourselves from it, so that we can be productive in our own lives and keep ourselves strong. In all ways. We're going to be right back. We have a short break to take here. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Paulette Marie Stephan and also with Leroy Maloof. And we have several callers here. And we'll take your calls as soon as we come back. 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhyay and Steve Tanijo on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics. Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WPLQ. We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Leroy Maloof. And Leroy, I just want you to share your information with everybody in case we forget to do it later, because we have several callers and you know how that gets.
Okay, my email is Leroy at EWB as in boy, P as in Paul .com, EWBP.com. My phone is 508-375-6452.
I love that, Leroy. You're one of the few people that actually gives his phone number out. But I'm going to give mine out now, 1-800-930-2819. Brian, yeah. Do we have some callers here.
We have three of them.
Patiently waiting. Do you want to introduce the first guest?
I will. And now, ladies and gentlemen, on the line, we have Praveen from Surrey, British Columbia. Welcome to our program.
Hi, Praveen.
Hi.
Hey, beautiful. I haven't heard from you in a while.
No.
Is this Praveen? This is Praveen from Vancouver, right?
Yes.
Hi, what can Leroy and I do for you today?
It's not by mistake that I called in today when you talked about gut. I've been having, for instance, last night, doubled over in pain, stomach pain. And I believe it's no doubt because of emotional things I'm going through. But
okay, so we're just going to get you to take a deep breath here, okay?
And while you're taking a deep breath, focus on a strong central core. You're only at about 40%. So from the top of the head, right straight down through your body. Focus on energy and strength and light. And let's get some love in there as well.
Praveen, normally I get a baseline from people. 0 to 10, 0 being neutral, 10 being like the worst. And I'm getting you're doubled over. Like you are actually folded in half.
Yeah.
It's coming up. Whatever is going on in your life, is there something that's really concerning you other than your health? You don't have to mention it, but like if you can give us a little bit of, you know.
Yes. Changes at work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also trying to get pregnant and it's not happening. So other than
health. This is two different aspects that I'm just going to let you have it, Leroy, because I started working on it. What are you getting, Leroy?
Praveen, I'm also getting, you know, stomach. Remember, we talk about how our body is trying to tell us something. It says there's like a 1, 2, 3, 4 things in your life you just don't want to put up with anymore. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. What's the thing that you most don't want to put up with anymore?
Being told I'm not good enough.
Okay, so let's get you neutral to that. What's the worst thing that can happen if everybody tells you you're not good enough?
I'll fail.
Okay, and what's worse than that?
I'll never measure up.
And what's worse than that? I believe what's worse, for example, for you is that you would be all alone. And you'd end up being like a bitchy old crone. Is that right?
That's impossible, Leroy. I've met this woman. She's gorgeous. There's no way the men would pound down the door. Someone would come and get her.
well, but remember, Praveen, that everything that bothers us, no matter how big or how small, our energy goes weak to. And if we don't get to what's the worst scenario for you, there'll still be something that bothers you and you'll react and your energy will go weak. And then we have to get to the best scenario because we set up expectations. And when they're not met, we react. And both those reactions are part of the ways we keep our body weak. So we're going to clear a few hundred quadrillion layers to get you neutral to being a bitchy old crone. We're going to just clear it all away.
Even though that's impossible. Praveen, I just want to check in with you and see how you're feeling number wise, because I'm feeling better and I just don't want to confuse the two.
Yeah. No, like it's down to like a 3 or 4.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I could feel you shifting a lot.
Okay. So now how about what's the best scenario? What's the best thing that could happen? You get pregnant, what else?
Get pregnant, I'll get the level at work I want.
And what's better?
Not so much I want that I deserve. I feel like I deserve it.
Okay, cool. Anything better?
Mm-hmm. Way to claim your space, girl.
I just voice myself more in what I want in life, with my husband especially.
Good. Okay. Now see, you're not neutral to these things either. So we're going to clear another few hundred quadrillion layers to get you neutral, to really being fully who you are at work, being wonderfully pregnant with a healthy baby and speaking up and being totally positive relationship with your husband. We're going to get you neutral to that as well.
Ah, there we go.
So now when you think of being a beachy old crone, does anything bother you?
Not as much, no.
Wow.
When I, before I even talked.
Leroy's walked the earth for how many years now, Leroy?
I've what?
How many years have you been on this earth?
Oh, in just a couple of weeks, it'll be 85 years.
So 85 years, and he knows an old bitch when he sees one, and you're not one.
I just want you guys to know that I could feel the shift before I even spoke with you.
Yes, that doesn't surprise me. Leroy and I were speaking on the phone before you called, before the radio show started. We quite often do check in. I like to check in with my practitioners that, you know, that I'm featuring. So to see if maybe we need to, you know, connect and see what's going on energetically. And then we have like these amazing, amazing, powerful shifts. So I want to thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Colette.
I just
want to let you know, Colette, when I called you, I had a one-on-one session with you while I was pregnant. And
yes.
I did have a Buddha baby.
I know.
Totally.
Leroy, you know, this is so beautiful, right? That when this baby is ready to come to you, mm-hmm. the baby will come. It's just about timing, I'm getting. And now you're ready. Right. So enjoy.
Right.
Thank you for calling in, Praveen.
Thank you, Colette. Thank you, Leroy.
You're welcome. Wish you the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, Leroy, that was awesome.
Yeah.
I think everybody's just like, wow, doesn't that feel better?
Yeah. I feel better.
So now, like, we're just going to see Brian. Do we have time to just talk to this next guest quickly?
Yes, we do. Please welcome all the way from Canada, the one and only Julie. Welcome to our program.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, Colette. Hi, Leroy.
Hi.
I've been getting pain kind of in the lower abdomen, and I feel it most when I get up, and like just as I wake up in the morning. If I get moving in the day, it usually kind of disappears, but it's sort of racked with pain. It's like around the left hip. And
where? Okay, so the pain is exactly where?
Kind of lower abdomen, left hip, the back as
okay.
well.
Okay, and on a scale of 0 to 10, how painful is it right now?
Right now, it's probably like a 2.
Okay.
It hurts more in the morning. Like, it's really painful in the morning.
Right okay, now, and what would you describe the pain as? Like, is it cutting? Is it, like, stabbing? Is it... What does it feel like?
Kind of maybe a dull stabbing.
Yeah, that's what I was getting. Okay, Leroy, what are you getting off the bat here?
Julie, I'm getting that you're doing too much overguarding, overprotecting, overworrying, overfearful, overanalyzing, overinternalizing. Is that correct?
Probably.
Probably?
Yes.
Probably.
Yeah, kind of, sort of, absolutely.
and I tell you what I've found with literally hundreds of clients is that whenever we're in this overprotective state, it reduces energy to our breast and genitals, both for men and for women. And I get partially, I've never thought of this or heard of this before, but I get partially this hip pain is being referred from your genitals.
Yeah, I was getting the same thing, like sexual energy that's misplaced almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we want to strengthen that for you. And we're just, if you'll hold on and come back after this, we have to take a quick break here right away. Leroy and I'll work on this during the break and then we'll come back because I'm getting this is like, it's kind of like that you know, Leroy, that energy of wanting, of not wanting to move forward as a woman.
Oh, yeah.
You know, from the left side, like putting that energy into taking that first step in a direction that we want to go.
Yeah.
I am Colette Marie Steffen. You are listening to The Truth is Funny, and you can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and also at Tails, T-A-I-L-S, from the vector. Those are for energy correcting cards or paintings. And we will be right back after this short break.
When your body is awakened, your spirit comes alive. Dana Canetto is a transformational guide, embodiment coach, and spiritual mentor assisting women in realigning with their truth and embodying who they are by connecting to the wisdom of their body. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show Network for Body Divinity Radio with Dana Canetto. For more information on Dana and her services, visit danacanetto.com. That's danacanetto.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Leroy Malouf on the line, and we also have Julie from Canada. And Julie phoned in because she was suffering some pain and, you know, kind of between her left hip and her abdomen. Julie, we've been like connecting with energetically where this pain is coming from. And it feels like uterus, ovaries, and on an emotional level, a lot of anger towards men. Do you mind me asking what age you are?
I'm 49.
Yeah. 50 years, because it was coming up like half a century of putting up with men's da 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 da. It's kind of like you've had enough. Are you dealing with something right now that anger towards a man?
Oh, gosh. I mean, it could be dad. It could be my partner. could just be Donald Trump.
There we go. Because I was just going to say it's actually Donald Trump.
Okay.
It's not anyone in your personal life. It was actually coming up as Donald Trump, but I, you know, and so a lot of women are feeling anger towards that right now because it feels like women are taking one step forward, two steps back sort of energy. And you know, Leroy, you're a brave man. He's taking on a lot this morning. So we're just going to strengthen, you know, Leroy, like recognizing that this energy is coming from all of us, inside of us, right? It's not really outside of us. Yeah. So Leroy, I'm going to get you to explain kind of what I'm saying in a more clear way. Because I can just feel the anger coming off of her.
Yeah.
I'm just done. She is so done.
Julia, what I'd like for you to do is put a hand on your chest.
Okay.
And get in touch with the unconditional love that's in your heart.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I'm also picking up anger at yourself. And I'm not you, obviously, but on your behalf, I'm going to ask you to forgive yourself for anything and everything you've ever been angry at yourself about, with no doubts, no regrets, nothing held back. And really nothing needs to change other than coming back to this place of love in your heart. So I'm going to check, can you forgive yourself? I get a no. And are you willing to forgive yourself? Still get a no. And are you willing to be willing to forgive yourself? Nope.
That's a bitch.
Are you willing to be willing to be willing to be willing to forgive yourself? And I get a yes. So now what I'm going to ask you to do is to breathe in a few times and breathe this love into every cell in your body, top to bottom. It's love, forgiveness, acceptance into all your feelings, all your emotions. Time to forgive. I get that you've forgiven yourself about 70%. Keep going. You're going the right direction. Breathe it in, every cell in your body, all your organs, love and forgiveness, all your feelings, all your emotions, all your senses.
How does that feel, Julie?
Good. It feels like there's a little bit of hesitancy, but it's settling down, actually.
Yeah. I can feel it, like, in your throat, like right under the Adam's apple. It's kind of what's coming up is the masculine and the feminine energy within your body, like being able to speak, not just out of one side of your mouth is what's coming up, you know, like it's kind of like speaking out of both sides of your mouth, both the masculine and the feminine qualities, the words that you choose, the words that you hear. We just strengthen you to that everything you hear, everything you see, everything you are experiencing, that there's balance to it and that you can understand, like at some point, if you believe in past lives, it's probably likely that you maybe were a man at one point. And so it's about allowing that energy in, the anger you hold from the masculine and the feminine, and then strengthening for the love just to come in. That's what I'm getting, Leroy.
Yeah. And building on what Colette said, I get that you're angry at all men. So on behalf of all men, and let me see, how many specific men are you angry at? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. On behalf of all men and specific men, I again ask your forgiveness. And let's see, can you forgive all of us? No. And are you willing to? No. And are you willing to be willing to? Well, we got a yes this time.
So but this what time, came up, Leroy, and, yeah, and it came up personally for me also, is how many times are women supposed to trust men or allow men to move into like, or to be in that way as like women these days are being asked to be, do work as men and yeah. then also be really feminine and do all the stuff that you're supposed to do when you're not a man. And a lot of women get caught in the masculine energy. Like it feels like her energy is like 60-40, you know what I mean? Like more yeah. masculine than feminine.
Yeah.
And so it needs to be more even, 50-50. Have you ever had a 50-50 relationship?
Oh God. I think once, but I'm not sure that one was really healthy. So, yeah.
Oh, there we go, Leroy. I'll let you work on that one.
Okay. So what I want you to do is, again, coming from this place of love, I want you to breathe in and breathe out and breathe this love out like a big sphere going out from you in all directions to forgive all men and anyone and everyone you've ever been angry at. So breathe it in, breathe it out. Time to forgive.
How does that feel to you, Julie?
You know, there's a part of me that's like kind of holding, like
the trophies of your anger.
Yeah, there's three men you haven't forgiven yet. So do it again. Breathe in, breathe out this forgiveness. All the specific men, to all men everywhere, to yourself when you were a man.
And then it's coming up also all masculine energy within every particle of your cells. You know, we were talking about that, Leroy, about everything being in alignment.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Yeah. The cells getting, you know, structured in alignment. And if you're kind of pissed off and hating your masculine energy, that goes through every cell in your body.
It's not really that healthy, you
can stay healthy like that, but it's more work.
So let's reboot the DNA and every cell in your body, all in line with this complete love, this unconditional love. What are you noticing now? See, I'm noticing better energy to your hands, to your feet, to your heart, to your brain.
What are you noticing, warmer. Julie?
Yeah, I feel warmer. My left leg, I feel there's, or my left foot, I feel there's a bit of numbness there, actually.
What is that, Leroy?
It feels like you want to be numb to all the anger and feelings. You know, in a way you want to suppress them. So let's strengthen you for clearing away suppression, denial, shutting down, numbing, forgetting, lying. We're just going to clear that all away while we're at it.
How does that feel, Julie?
Feel a bit more balanced, I think. There's a little bit that's kind of
what's coming up is, you know, integrity is coming up. So, but and integrity, if you look at the word integrity, it's integer. And it's actually about integrating all these aspects of your body so that they come together 100%. And so we're just going to strengthen that and get you strong to having balance without anger. Like a lot of us use anger to motivate ourselves to get through our day. You see that sometimes when people are in traffic jams and, you know, and that's that suppression thing where you start blowing the horn and then you start getting inflammation and, you know, and everybody's getting like irritated. And so we want to just strengthen you that you're not going to irritate your body or inflame your emotions aren't going to inflame your body. And we're just going to strengthen that for everybody listening in right now, that any anger that's coming from the outside external forces, that we could just let that go and allow ourselves to be in a more neutral state. And we have to take a quick break here, and we're going to let you go, Julie, off the line. It feels like you're slipping into zero here, and we have another caller when we come back. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You are listening to The Truth is Funny with Leroy Maloof today, one of my favorite energy practitioners. Thank you, Leroy, and thank you, Julie, for calling in. We'll be right back after this short break.
When your body is awakened, your spirit comes alive. Dana Canetto is a transformational guide, embodiment coach, and spiritual mentor assisting women in realigning with their truth and embodying who they are by connecting to the wisdom of their body. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show Network for Body Divinity Radio with Dana Canetto. For more information on Dana and her services, visit danacanetto.com. That's danacanetto.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
The earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny, and we have a very brave man here today, Mr. Leroy Maloof. We are taking calls from women who are kind of angry today. So thank you, Leroy, for standing up and shifting this energy for everybody. We do have another caller, Trish from British Columbia. I believe, Brian, is she there?
Yes, she is. Welcome to the program. What can we do for you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Trisha.
Hi there.
How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm feeling okay.
That doesn't sound so okay, Trish.
I've got a burning feeling in the bottom, like the pit of my stomach.
There we go.
Okay, Trish, what are you burned up about that you just aren't going to put up with anymore?
basically tired of not having steady employment.
See, Trish, we don't really have health issues or physical issues. What we have are life issues. And employment is one of the most important ones. What is your work?
I'm a car painter.
A what?
Automotive painter.
Automotive painter. Oh, wow. That's cool. And why is it not steady?
It seems to be this time of year, it really slows down. So if I was the last one hired, then I'm the first one to be let go.
Oh, okay. Part of this burning is also turning into anger. Is that right, Trish?
Very much so.
Yeah.
Do you feel disrespected?
Yes.
That's what's kind of the word that's coming up for me is disrespect. Disrespect is, a lot of people think that fear is the opposite of love, but actually disrespect is the opposite of love. And especially if we disrespect ourselves. And so if we're mirroring what's going on in our life and something's happening in our work life constantly and continuously, it's mirroring something back to you to show you something to improve your life. So let's strengthen for you to have the clarity and the perception to see what this is about. Leroy, what else?
I get that you're angry at organizations and unfairness. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, Trish. I'm not getting angry at yourself, by the way. Is that right?
No.
Am I angry at myself?
On behalf of all these organizations, for instance, these automobile organizations, these paint the companies who do painting for a living and so on. And it also feels like you feel like it's the men who are mainly not treating you fairly. Is that right?
Correct.
So on behalf of all of them, I'm going to ask your forgiveness. And again, can you forgive them? No. Are you willing to? No. Are you willing to be willing to? No. Are you willing to be willing to be willing to? Yes. So I want you to reach into your heart now in that place of love. You've been kind of letting that love get buried. So we want
it feels like there's like a stagnation there. And so we're just going to, because we're going to run out of time soon here. I just want to really strengthen this for you, Trish, because it feels like the anger that you used to have for yourself is coming like that. Now you're recognizing that it's anger at all of the stuff that's outside of yourself that you can't control. But what I'm getting for you is it would be super strong for you to pull yourself in and recognize that you have a choice. It's like one of the laws of the universe that, you know, I talked about at Call to Dance is that we have the choice to have choose what our attitude will be. Always.
Okay.
We always have that choice. So we're going to strengthen that for you, for everyone listening, that we can choose to disrespect ourselves. We can choose to be angry. We can choose to disrespect others. We can, you know, we can have many emotions and all of them are valid. And we can also choose to be happy.
So on behalf of these organizations, and then also for everybody on the call who's angry at unfairness in organizations, again, I'm going to ask your forgiveness. So I want you to reach into your heart and breathe in and breathe out this love and forgiveness and acceptance to every one of these organizations where you've worked. Breathe it in, breathe it out, send it to every one of them. And again, I'm asking you to do it with no doubts, no regrets, nothing held back. And again, really nothing needs to change other than coming back into this place of love in your heart. We want to awaken that up again to feel the strongest as you've ever felt it.
This is what I'm picking up also is that this is like so many people associate, father figures and authority figures with God, And a lot of people associate God with like the guy in the sky that's, you know, a judgment guy. And so we want to strengthen your connection to source energy, to your unconditional love, to flow, to healing, to all of these beautiful things that are in the heart, right, Leroy?
Yeah.
You're not going to find those things in the mind. Yeah. You'll be lucky if you find them in the mind the odd time, but that's, so I'm getting, she's searching the wrong place. Search your heart, not your mind. There we go.
Good catch.
For everyone. Yeah. 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 Go to your heart, go to your heart, go to your heart.
I'm getting, you've only forgiven about 60%. Here we go. Breathe it in, breathe it out. Every one of these organizations, every person in them.
This is a brilliant, beautiful connection for everybody in North America right now. In particular, I'm getting, but all around the globe.
Yeah, like definitely apply to everybody around the globe.
Yeah. 100%. Ah, there we go. Strong. Get it strong so that when we breathe in love. And then when we breathe out anything that does not support love. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
And we're talking unconditional love. We're talking flow. We're talking ability to manifest in the third dimensional plane through our creativity. And we want to strengthen that for everybody. 100%.
Trish, how long since a man has told you he loves you?
Sorry, I didn't hear the first part.
How long since a man has told you that he loves you?
A couple days.
Oh, good. Good going. Yay. Thank him. And ask him to do it again.
Okay. Yes.
What are you noticing now?
Are you noticing a change in the energy?
Yes. The pit of my stomach, a big bubble gurgled, and the pain's gone away.
Yay.
Thank you for calling in. And let's Thank just strengthen that for everybody, this beautiful shift in energy. We're running out of time, Leroy. You know how it is in radio land.
Yeah.
We have about a minute, and I really feel like this was so beautiful. And I want to thank you for being here. A lot of people are feeling this right now. A lot of women are feeling this right now. And so any last words you would like to share with us?
Yes, it's very important every day to get your energy to 100% up and down your body, and it helps when you come into focus on this love in your heart. That helps you get really strong every day.
And I want to thank you, Brian. Thank you all, everybody that called in. And this is Colette Marie Steffen. You've been listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We are here for you every Wednesday morning at 8:00 a.m. Pacific time. We love to clear energy, don't we, Leroy?
Absolutely. Goodbye, everybody. Have a fabulous day.
Thank you. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, everyone. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.